USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Texas is planning to send any illegal immigrants captured at the border to the nation's capital.
Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott speaking to reporters on Wednesday. Several Democratic senators are urging the FTC to look into high gas prices on the West Coast. California Senator Dianne Feinstein, joined by Oregon Senator Ron Wyden and Washington Senator Maria Cantwell, sent a letter to the FTC asking the agency to investigate what the senators called elevated and volatile prices for gas, diesel, and jet fuel. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
President Biden has signed a sweeping postal reform bill into law. The bill getting strong bipartisan support in Congress after years of wrangling. During the White House event, Biden praising the men and women who deliver the mail each day. He said the Postal Service is essential to the U.S. economy. The Postal Service is set to run out of money in a few years. Pro-lifers are cheering the passage of a bill in Oklahoma.
In an effort to save the lives of the voiceless, the Oklahoma House approved a bill Tuesday that would make performing an abortion a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, except to save the life of the mother. The House voted 70-14 to send the bill to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who had previously said he'd sign it into legislation.
In my part of the state, and I think that's true in most areas of the state as well.
Oklahoma House of Representatives Republican Jim Olson on Tulsa Channel 2. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
There are challenges at the border. It's the difficulty is when you try to use a health care law to deal with immigration challenges.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra speaking on Capitol Hill. Becerra defending a decision to end a public health rule which has been used to immediately deport many illegal immigrants. At least 2 people are dead after storms wreaked havoc in the south. The deaths were reported in East Texas and eastern Georgia. Funnel clouds and possible tornadoes hit Alabama and South Carolina. Another storm system will threaten parts of the South again Wednesday, including Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, and Florida. The nation's top oil industry executives are in the hot seat on Capitol Hill. They're briefing Congress on efforts to reduce the price at the pump. Ukrainian military officials released images earlier this week of dead bodies left in the streets of Bucha after Russian military forces retreated from the city. Attorney General Merrick Garland explains what role the Justice Department is serving in the investigation of the images.
The United States is, at the request of the Ukrainian prosecutor, assisting in the collection of information with respect to the atrocities that took place in Ukraine and that are still taking place.
Shortly after making the announcement, the AG testing positive for COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.